I think I hear a baby cooing over here. Is this true? Can I just interview you a little bit? Oh, look at that. You got a talker here. How you doing? Stand on up for a second. So your name?
Mandy.
And your child's name?
Adeline.
Adeline, how are you? And most people are speechless when they meet me. And how old is Adeline?
7 months.
7 months. And your dad?
Peter.
Peter.
I'm 32.
You're 32. All right. Good. And has Adeline grown a lot since she was born?
A ton.
And like, how do you think she's learning about her world right now? What are some things she's discovered?
Her hands, her body, kind of how people relate to each other, relationships.
Yep. And is she learning verbally things as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And knows your voice?
Yes.
And does your voice or dad's voice calm her more? Never mind. And, but she's learning, like, she's exploring the world, and she's realizing that the world is more, and she probably wants to play with this microphone, don't you? And does she walk or crawl or anything like that yet?
Mm-hmm. Well, she crawls a little bit.
Crawls a little bit?
Yeah.
And can she turn herself over?
Yep, she rolls over pretty well.
Wow. And does she have a preference of laying on her side or her back or... anything, do you know?
Depends on the day.
Oh, so different days she prefers something different. That's amazing to me. Not having had raised kids, I would never have thought of that one. That's pretty amazing. Well, let's give Adeline and Mom and Dad a big hand here. Yeah. See, just as a child is learning about herself and her world, so too, in our first reading from Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel from John, the early church is learning about their world. Who is this Jesus? What difference does he make? I mean, our gospel today is on the evening or the night of that first Easter Sunday. Jesus rose from the dead, and he appeared to Martha and to Mary and Magdalene, and then he appears to the apostles on the way to Emmaus. And those apostles now have come 7 miles back to Jerusalem, and who shows up? Jesus. And they're discovering that this Jesus, who is the Messiah, isn't just the Messiah to save us from Roman oppression. But he's even more amazing. He's the Messiah who saves us from our sin for eternal life. See, those early apostles, they didn't have the luxury that we have. We can look up everything in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. If it's not there, we can fact check right on our phones, even during my homilies. I bet some of you might be doing it. Oh, is that really true? So they had to discover that, explore, come to understanding. They had to come to understanding that when they gathered together, they read the scriptures, that Jesus would be the fulfillment of those scriptures, as he says. And that Jesus would be in their midst when they read the scriptures. And then they would discover, even on this first Easter night, a couple times, that Jesus, when they took bread and they prayed and they broke the bread, that Jesus himself was truly present to them. They haven't even heard the word transubstantiation yet. They were just experiencing it and figuring it all out, like an infant explores her world. For us, we have this great option, you know, not option, but we come to church every Sunday. We come here and we go and we explore this. And sometimes when we come, we can become kind of casual about it. Like, oh yeah, that's right. What I want to invite us to do is to pray to the Holy Spirit that we might have a freshness of our faith. A freshness of our faith like that early church had, exploring who this Jesus is. A freshness of our faith, exploring the truth of how wonderful it is that we gather here and Christ is present. I mean, if Christ isn't present to us here in the Eucharist, why the heck are you out on a night like this? It certainly isn't for my homily. I hope not. But rather to encounter the living God. The scriptures opened, the bread broken. That's why, you know, some of us are younger or older, we explore our faith. You know, the early church, they had these doubts, it says. I mean, if the early church, the apostles could have doubts while they're looking right at Jesus physically, is it any wonder any of us, whether we are teenagers or even older, might at times have doubts or questions about our faith? And that's why we want to be like that early church. We don't just think about it. We bring it to the church, to the community. You know, if you're wondering how good you are in sports, the best way to discover that, join a sports team. I did it and left. But anyways. Because then we explore what we are about. It's okay to have questions, concerns, doubts, wonderings. They did in the early church as well. But they didn't just leave them. They kept exploring and discovering Christ in them. So again, I invite us today to realize that God has given us this great gift of our faith. It's a faith that's meant to be alive and fresh, as alive and as fresh as a new snowfall. In fact, aren't we even certain? Like, we might look outside and we say, it's impossible. But we know that just in a few short weeks, those trees will be budding and the crocuses will be pushing through the earth. And as confident as we are of that, let's ask God for the grace to be confident in our own faith. Because see, you and I, we are meant to be witnesses. All of us, not just me, but all of us. Jesus says, you are witnesses of these things. What are we witnesses to? Our experience here of Christ present to us in the Eucharist, of Christ present to us as the scriptures are read, of Christ present to us in the love of one another. What are you going to talk about when you get back to school? Experiencing Jesus. What do you talk about when you gather with your family and friends? When you're at the work, the cooler at work? Water cooler, I think that's what it's called. Do they still have those? They say, what did you do this weekend? You say, let me share what I did this weekend. Not only did I push 65 people up the hill who were stuck in the snowbanks, but I made time to encounter God, the living one, just as they did 2,000 years ago on that first Easter Sunday. And people might look at you and go, are you from OLG or something? And you say, yeah, I'm a Christian. I love God. Come, I'll show you his love. Because, see, if you do not witness to it, if you do not witness to what we experience here, who will? Who will if you don't? I mean, certainly not the people who skip church every Sunday. So please remember and ask God for the grace to know and experience him, to be his witnesses. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. So who are the witnesses of Christ?
We are.
Amen.